Well, it is not that far away. It's going to be here before you know it, and we can't wait. Detroit's own tournament. Of course, it will be at the DGC Rocket Mortgage Classic. Really looking forward to it. Just a little quick side note, but an important one. Hope you are enjoying your holiday weekend so far. Maybe you went out and you had a round or two this afternoon. You're planning your barbecue festivities. Don't forget why we do this. Happy Memorial Day, and certainly we want to give thanks to all the people out there that served. No doubt about that. Always keep that front and center. Gang is all here. We've got Jordan Young, BC, Mike Fay. Fellas, how we all doing today?
Just remember, the Memorial Day is for the living as well as for the people who have served.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day, sunshine, great temperature. Played golf today. My wife's 50th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Special day.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Young.
Yeah, Kristen Young, 50. Her grandfather, 100 years old. He'll be a World War II vet, two Purple Hearts. He'll be in the parade tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So, yeah, Eugene Poupard down in Monroe.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mike Fay, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very good. We're up in northern Michigan right now. Beautiful up here this weekend. I'll be attending some memorials tomorrow for Memorial Day. So excited about that. Good stuff up north going on.
Yeah, no doubt. We are going to check in up north. I think like everybody else, terrible, terrible footage up in Gaylord, of course. There's no doubt about that. We're going to check in with Kevin McKinley, the PGA Director of Recreation at Treetops, coming up at about 7:30. Guys, I think I could speak for all of us. We know a lot of people up that way, starting with the man, Barry. You just hope that that whole community rebounds from, just some of those images. It was just devastating to see that.
Yeah, it's tough to look at. I drove through it a couple of days ago. Just hoping that and praying for everyone. That was tough to see. That doesn't happen up north here very often. And it was devastating. It affected a lot of people.
Mike, was that exit there, the biggest hit area, was that right near the highway? Is that where it really kind of did a lot of damage?
Most of it was a little bit to the west of that area, but out towards, you know, the Goodwill there, as you head into where you get on to 75. Out away from there, you know, across, if anybody knows Gaylord, out across the street from the Five Guys and things like that, just the entire building is gone. A couple of them are gone, and all the way along through that area, there's debris everywhere. Even a couple of days ago, just laying down there, so it was tough. There's roofs gone of some of the shopping centers, things like that. So, but we'll talk to Kevin.
It's the main drag, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the only drag on M32 there. So,
yep.
It's going to be tough. It's going to affect a lot of people for a long time.
Of course, Charles Schwab took place today, the Charles Schwab Challenge down in Fort Worth. Steamy day, as George Kell might say. Congratulations to Sam Burns. The young man gets it done in the playoff over Scottie Scheffler. But, guys, one of the things that I was talking to Chris Renwick about, and Harold Varner found this out. This game is hard, and it is humbling. And everybody's been where that man was at today.
I mean, what did he shoot? He shot 45 or 6, I believe, on the back nine. A few triples, some bogeys, maybe a double in there. And this guy's trending upwards, too. So you just never know when you're going to run into it. And he obviously ran into it on the back nine. I didn't see it. And for those of you out there that play golf on a weekly basis, whether it's in leagues or member play, tournaments, whatever it's going to be, Michigan Am qualifiers, Michigan Open qualifiers, don't feel bad if you don't have a good day and you shoot 42, 43, 44. These are the best guys in the world, and they're shooting 42, 43, 44. So, you know, yeah, golf is very difficult, and the mind games that it can play with you are even more difficult.
I've heard all of you use this phrase. When you get in that moment, you know, how do you get yourself out of that moment? I've heard all three of you mention this. Breathe. Is that the best thing you can do in a moment like that? I mean, what's going through your mind when you find yourself in the midst of, you know, that swing?
Sometimes you can't breathe. And I guarantee you that Mito, who played well again this week, couldn't feel his legs, couldn't get enough oxygen to his lower extremities to feel anything at all. So you say breathe, but I think it's, you have to do it repeated number of times. And for Harold, who knows to say what happened? You know, I'd say that's, you know, whatever, once in a, he'll never do that again, maybe. But I would say you've got to be in that position. You have to understand what you have to do to your body so you can feel your body, you can control what goes on.
I think you just got to forget about it. I mean, look at how much golf that guy has played in the last probably 5 years. He plays almost every event. He's one of the nice guys out there. Everybody loves him. You know, just going to wear on you. It's nine holes. Who cares? Next. Rinse, yep. Repeat. That's it.
Exactly.
That's what Phil told me. Mike, I'm sure you found yourself in that position before or watch people that you respect do that. I mean, how do you handle it? What do you tell people?
Yeah, you got to kind of forget about it. And, you know, you play like you're used to, right? And everybody's playing like they're used to whatever scores you're shooting or whatever. And then all of a sudden you do that. You just have to chalk it up and just go on. You just have to. If you let it eat you up, you won't like playing anymore. And we don't want that for you, and you don't want that for yourself, you know? That's it. It just happens. And that's the way I think, you know, like Jordan said, you just have to keep going.
66, 68, 68, 78. And, you know, what people are going to be talking about is, you know, how quickly it happened in the back end. But in the meantime, oh, by the way, did we mention Sam Burns ends up winning it? Guys, your thoughts on Sam Burns coming away with this?
Well, I mean, he's been pretty hot the last couple of years. I mean, you got Burns and Scheffler. Those are two of the young guys that are making names for themselves lately the last 2 years. I think this is Burns, what, third or fourth win? You know, he's relevant every week. You know, he's back. I think he's projected now number one in the FedEx. I think he was, maybe two. I think he might have moved up. So those guys are both right there. And, you know, hey, just keep making checks and keep getting in those top tens. And BC, by the way, Pereiro, he was T7. So I think he's 10th in the FedEx now. So good for him.
Yeah.
He's moving up.
Yeah. I mean, mission accomplished. Like I said last week,
25th, up 10 from 35.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Guy keeps on ticking up the way he goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. We are up against a break. Of course, Mike is going to check back in, let us know what happened on the LPGA. Of course, an event over on the west side of the state as well. Don't you go anywhere. Lots to do, including, as I mentioned, checking in up north with Kevin McKinley, PGA Director of Recreation at Tree Tops Resort. Don't go anywhere. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night right here on 760 WJR. Well, every week we say it and every week we mean it. We really appreciate Rocket Mortgage for helping making this possible and, of course, for being the reason that we have such a great golf tournament here. End of July, we will all be out there really looking forward to it. Spin on Golf here on a Sunday night on 760 WJR. As I said before we went to the break, Mike Fay, the Bank of Hope LPGA match play is going on right now. And I know you've been watching this and even said during the break there were some incredible happenings yesterday in particular. What do you got for us?
Yes, it's at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas out there. We are down to the final match here when Eunji Lee and Annika Fudaway. Unbelievable golf being played, especially yesterday. We had what, four, one, two, three, three matches going to more than 20 holes out there. And today the wind is blowing like crazy. These ladies are on the seventh hole and Fudeway has a one up lead. Good stuff out there. What do you think of the golf course, Jordan? You said you played it before.
Yeah, you know, I probably played it six or seven times. And, of course, with Oxford National Pro-Ams, we host two pro-am events out there each year in the spring. And this place is, I mean, you just need to watch this on TV. It's spectacular. It's immaculate. Every hole is a signature golf hole. It's hard to explain to people if you're a golf snob for golf courses. I believe you would love this place. Fazio design. I mean, it's just everything about it is a picture. I mean, I drive out there every year and I probably take five pictures on every hole because there are probably 20 pictures on every hole. And it's just spectacular. And cool thing about the event this week, it's a small group of people that are invited to come watch. There's no fans, but everything's free. So kind of a contrast to last week at the PGA. Where it was $20 for a beer or whatever the drink was. But all their guests from MGM Rewards are invited, and everything's free for the week. So pretty cool place, special, quaint, unique, awesome for the girls to be there and enjoy the facility and this put on for sure.
So I heard the golf course opened in, what, 89, 90, something like that. They'd bring in 30,000 trees to build it. It's so cool. It doesn't look like you're playing in the desert very much at all, does it?
Yeah, I mean, it's dug down so deep, and then it's pretty hilly and surrounds, and you're within this big berm all the way around the edges, and there's old photos of it from back in the day when it was just out in the middle of the desert, and now it's all built around, but it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool spot. BC,
yeah.
You've been
Steve
there, right?
Did what Steve Wynn did it, yeah, after the DI was going to go away. So Steve Wynn started that. And yeah, we played the grand opening there. It was pretty cool. I mean, it's just like, I can't believe. And they didn't fly in little trees. These were not little trees when they put them in the ground. These were big freaking trees. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe they just spent this much money bringing trees in. You can grow grass anywhere.
I mean,
you can't grow trees anywhere. These
are ranked. It's ranked 27th, I think, on the top 100 in America. And
golf course wise. It's not 27th. It's just a spectacle.
It's an absolute experience. I was lucky enough to be at Augusta with BC this spring, and I came home for 2 days and then went to Shadow Creek, and it's like, yeah, those are the two best places. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
BC, you were up in Frankenmuth. I know a special event for you, and as you said last week, there was no way you were going to miss this. And certainly we missed Frank Beckman, but we also, I think it's safe to say, honored him. What was it like up in Frankenmuth for the Michigan Heroes Museum of Celebrity Golf outing, the worst open, if you will?
Well, it was pretty cool. Of course, we had the host on last week who started this event 2 years ago. This is the second year, and Frank Beckman, it was in memory of Frank Beckman this year. It was for a lot of the fallen victims, obviously honoring them and which they had around the golf course, but almost every hole had some angle or some way of who's helping veterans around the state of Michigan. I couldn't believe how many different venues there were for these veterans to reach out to. How many people help veterans? It's still not enough, I get it, but it's amazing how many people give their time for the veterans. And it was an eye-opener to me to see how many different venues they have or areas they have to go to get help. And I don't think it's enough. And the government doesn't do anything for them. It really is a shame, yeah, from my point of view. And seeing what, I played with Jeff Marcero and Bill Hobson and H from Blue Cross. But the cool thing about the event is I told the guys on the first tee what Frank would say after every shot. I could tell you what he's going to say. He's told me to shut the blank up and get my ASS in the cart. After every shot, Frank said that when I played golf with him. every shot. So we made sure we said that after every shot.
Yes, he might have been the only guy you listened to.
Yeah.
I would definitely listen to Frank. But it was really cool, and we let a lot of Frankisms out there. And, you know, and Frank did not like somebody calling the putt going in. Looks like it's going in. Don't say, oh, it's in. And then it misses. Frank, let you have it.
Don't
talk to my ball. Shut up. You can only imagine the words.
My ball.
Oh, man, he let you have it. So we did it every shot. Oh, it's going in. Oh, it didn't go in. Shut up, BC. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was great. It was a great event. And that was an unbelievable fundraiser for our fallen heroes. And you know what? The heroes are still living.
Yep.
And they need help. And this what this event is for. And it was really awesome. It was a great event. And again, an eye opener on how many areas of help are out there for our veterans.
Yeah, they do a great job up there, regardless of a golf tournament or not. And it, I'll echo your sentiments. No doubt about that. Let's do what we can for these heroes. I hear you got a little humidor. Is that it? Is that a rumor was going around? Yeah. And just a little humidor?
It's big. It's a big. It's a 32-inch TV. Times four. It's mammoth. It was cool. It's one of Frank's. Yep.
Oh,
very lucky.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Yep. Well, we've got lots to get to before we are out of here. We have to talk about the happenings out in Benton Harbor. Bernard Langer, amongst others, trying to turn back the clock on the west side of Michigan. We've got the punk of the week. A lot of suggestions this week, including one that BC was already going off about. We'll see who eventually gets the vote from BC. And as promised, Kevin McKinley, the PGA Director of Recreation at Treetops, joining us in just a few moments on a Sunday night. So glad you can join us. Just a couple months away from the Rocket Mortgage Classic right here in our backyard at the DGC, and we're talking about it every week leading up to that great event right here on 760 WJR. Well, I'll tell you what, really putting things in perspective, not that we needed it with some of the footage that we have seen in the past few days of just the tragedy of the tornado up in Gaylord, but our guest, once again, kindly joining us, Kevin McKinley, the PGA Director of Recreation at Treetops Resort, actually had video and pictures right where he's sitting. And you can check it out on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter of the carnage just around. Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong. It's your in-laws' house, correct?
Yeah, my wife's parents' house. There's kind of a square of four houses, and the three houses that are in that square, the other three houses are all teardowns. They are totally destroyed.
Mm. Unbelievable. Everybody is still just shaking their head over it. And as we were talking about earlier in the show and throughout the week here on 760 WJR, this isn't something that happens up north. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there weren't even sirens and such to let people know this was coming, Kevin?
No, we have a service that goes to all the cell phones. So if your cell phone was in a certain area, you received a pretty loud, kind of like an amber alert that comes on your phone. So that system was in place. I was actually trying to get to my daughter's track meet up in Indian River. And I heard the thing, and kind of even still, once that came over my phone, I was kind of like, I've heard this before. It's probably not going to be anything. And next thing you know, we're getting phone calls left and right from, like my in-laws saying, this was the real deal. And I actually, I hadn't told you guys this yet, but my 12-year-old son and my daughter's 18-year-old boyfriend, they actually went out in his truck to get a better look, and they actually were involved in a rollover from the tornado. They're right in line with the tornado, and thank God, both of them, My daughter's boyfriend had a little cut on his eye, and Coop walked away with a few scratches, and that's it. And the next day he was playing ball and hitting golf shots, and just like nothing happened. So thank the Lord that they weren't hurt worse, because it could have been worse. But yeah, I mean, we didn't take it seriously, and now we will.
Kevin McKinley kindly joining us, PGA Director of Recreation at Treetops Resort. Kevin, one of the things that jumps out to me is the outpouring of support that has come up your way to Gaylord, and the resiliency that your community has shown. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, so I mean, right, and that's part of the other reason that I'm here in this yard, because a week ago, on this particular day, well, two days ago, or on the Saturday following the Friday tornado, I got a hold of my buddy that has a chainsaw and said, hey, you mind coming to town and we'll help my father-in-law a little bit. He had trees down all over his yard. And I got here and there was probably 20 people in the yard, and probably within the next hour and a half, there were 100 people in this yard where I'm standing right here, just taking, cutting trees down, taking trees to the front area where the city came by with heavy machinery and picked up all the, I mean, it was nuts. The day after this, there were four large trees down right where I'm standing here, and they were all gone in one day, probably a matter of about 3 hours because of all of the help. And then my wife, she went back to work this week for the first time in like 7 years. She went back to work, got a job at the local United Way. On Wednesday was her first day, and on Friday she was spearheading the relief effort here in Gaylord, and that was unbelievable to see. Right at my church as well, the E-Free Church locally was kind of the headquarters for the United Way over the weekend, and we had just donations coming out of our ears, and actually to the point where we actually had to turn people away from dropping donations off. There were people going through neighborhoods with food and water, feeding the people that were cleaning up. I mean, it was horrible event to happen on Friday, but Saturday, I was a very, very proud person, proud resident of Gaylord for sure.
You know, it's amazing. We've touched on this before. I mean, when the horrible floods happened last year in Midland, I think our area and certainly the golf community, boy, when it's time to respond, they respond. I mean, people mount up, Kevin. There's no other way to say that.
Yeah, we actually do a little Beat the Pro at our sports bar every Thursday night. And this past Thursday, normally we just kind of are out there. A brewery comes up and there's usually a beer special, and they come over and they have swag. And if somebody beats our shot, we're just hitting it right down the ski hill to a flag location down there. And this week I said to Mark Hogan and Nick Lewis, one of our assistants who was actually doing it, why don't you grab a jar and just throw a jar on the table and just see if we can raise some donations from this. And again, these are folks that aren't Gaylord residents. They're coming up to visit Gaylord, and they sure opened their wallets, and we were able to raise some funds for the relief effort.
Well, Kevin, you're no stranger to helping people, certainly with Folds of Honor and all the stuff you do for the military. So I couldn't think of a better guy to be you and your wife to be kind of thrown unfortunately into this situation. You know, for so much you've done for everybody. I mean, hopefully the residents there are proud to have you, and everything that you can do for them is certainly appreciated.
No question. And man, this is a community effort, and I couldn't be more proud of my wife jumping in like that. She's kind of one of those a little bit shyer and a little bit more introverted, and I'm telling you what, she just she's had people cry on her shoulder. She's given a zillion hugs. She just has been a rock through this. So super proud of her.
Mike, I know you were up there and you said that you had a chance to see some of the carnage. Basically, for anybody that's been up there, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, kind of west of the exit point. You know, if you get off on the exit to head towards Treetops, for example. That's the east side. It was more on the west side. How are things out at Treetops, Kevin? We were up there just a few weeks ago with the Paul W. Smith show, got a chance to have dinner with Barry Owens and, you know, experience some of the hospitality up there. How are things your way?
Yeah, so it's actually both sides, but the business district, the main road M32 that goes through, that was definitely the west side. And then it just kind of beelined across the highway. So I'm actually where I'm standing right now is actually on the east side, and it continued to extend. And those of you that know Treetops know that we have the main resort where the Jones course is, and then we have the north course, and it actually went right between us. I actually, my wife's crazy that it all happened to her family, but my wife's cousin has a house that's very, very near the Jones course. That is a total loss as well, unfortunately, on a road called Goslow Road. But it just kind of barely missed us. But one of my rangers actually was telling me the story of that day. And we cleared the golf course. You know, we wouldn't know it was necessarily going to be a tornado, but we could see lightning crashes and everything like that. So probably 20 to 25 minutes prior to the storm hitting, we got the golf course clear. And on the Jones course, the halfway house is on hole number 11. And it's kind of a perch that you sit up nice and high. And he had a group of golfers at that halfway house taking cover. And he actually told me that they saw debris. They saw what they thought was birds caught up in the wind flying, but it was actually debris from all of the houses that were getting trashed in this storm flying onto the golf course. But that day we had golfers back out on the golf course within an hour after this went through. So it missed us. Thank God. I was telling you off air that we've had wind shear and some straight line winds up here in Gaylord, and it always seems to hit Treetops. We always seem to lose trees. We didn't get touched this time, so very, very thankful for that. And actually, all the resorts in the Gaylord Golf Mecca, everybody was back open that evening.
Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. Go ahead, BC.
I can't believe that. Yeah, the highest point in that county is you, right, Kevin? Yep. That's why you're always getting hit. But it's a cool place. Tell us a little bit about what's going on up at Treetops this year.
Yeah, so we actually, interestingly enough, and I think people are going to actually come up and think that maybe the tornado did hit us, because over the winter months, we took the tradition course, which is the last one built. It's 25 years old. That's hard for me to believe right there, that the last course build is actually 25 years old. Treetops has been around 35 years. But the tradition course, you know, it gets to that 20 to 30 year mark, and you begin to start looking at some trees that have maybe overgrown. And we actually have to take some of the things and cut them down. Well, we cut them down. We took 800 trees. We took 800 trees off of the tradition. And our goal, you know, probably next year, we're going to grade the areas that we took the trees out. There's still kind of some craters from the stumps in there this year, but we'll grade all that area, and we're going to seed it with native grasses and let that sucker grow. I was on it today, and just going to be a really, really cool experience. So that's a huge thing. And then we went electric for the first time. Mike knows this from being at Boyne for a long time. The hills, a lot of times back, wow, that old technology of electric cart wouldn't make it on our golf courses in the past. So we got a fleet of lithium electrics that are on the Jones course this year and are treating us just perfectly. And then the North is going to go all electric next year. So some awesome, really cool things, exciting awesome things happening at Treetops.
Guys are getting radical up there.
BC, you cannot cut down all the trees at the beautiful resort of Treetops.
I know.
It's called Treetops.
We can't cut them down.
We'll rebrand under like dunes or something like that. It's Treetops.
Hey, if you find some yellow balls, can you please return them? Because there's a lot of them in those trees up there.
Treetops, come on.
Treetops, yeah. You're right.
Well, Kevin, continued success to you. I'm glad that Gaylord, so many people are mounting up and putting the pieces back together and certainly say hello to Barry Owens for us, and hopefully we'll see y'all up there sooner rather than later. And certainly thanks for all you do to help our veterans as well. Greatly appreciated, Kevin.
God bless you, Kev.
Thank you, Kev.
Thank you to all the veterans that have served our country.
No doubt about that. Kevin McKinley kindly joining us. Last segment of Spin on Golf next right here on 760 WJR. Well, certainly appreciate everything that Rocket Mortgage does, and looking forward to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Always nice to hear from Emily T. Gale, one of Detroit's biggest supporters out there, enjoying the show from the Big Island in Hawaii. I was just in Kona last November. Absolutely beautiful. Don't know if you guys have ever been there. Absolutely beautiful.
It's really, a long way away.
Yeah, it's that flight. BC, that flight.
It'll make enough quaaludes. I mean, it'll make enough sedatives. I didn't say that.
KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. As you guys were talking about during the break, Stephen Alker is on fire. He wins by 3 strokes over, this is for you, Jordan, Canadian Stephen Ames, and 6 strokes over the ageless wonder Bernard Langer.
Yeah, wait a minute, Stephen Ames, born and raised in Trinidad, Tobago. Yeah. Come on.
Now, we're finished tied for 4th. He's a true Canadian.
He's a true Canadian, yeah.
Not saying that Stephen isn't, but.
How about Alker shooting 63?
Yeah, 63.
Yeah. Unbelievable at that place, which I don't think I've ever broken 71. My ringer score isn't better than 71. So pretty awesome at that place. I mean, but you know the place, Mike. If you're in the right quadrant, Nicholas course, you can have a putt for a birdie every single time. But you made a bogey on 7, which anybody can make a bogey in that hole. But
KJ Choi shot 600. He bogeyed the last hole, too.
Yeah.
65.
How about the weather on this golf tournament, BC? The weather on Friday. You know, I don't know what the final scoring round average was, but it was well over par the last time I looked. But he shot 72 on that day.
Stephen Ames texts me. He goes, well, how can you live in this state? That's all he texts me. How can you live in this state?
Not very nice.
I mean, I live on the nicer side. I mean, not the nicer side, but Lake Michigan delivers its own product over there. That's all I can say. It's cold, you know,
49 degrees and raining, and watching Ernie Els try and hit it up the fairway on the back nine and goose.
That's the big lake, man.
It was tough.
Low PGA professional Tracy Phillips, T17, minus 5.
Yeah, he had a little 73 today, a little backup, but good for Tracy. Good dude. He's from Oklahoma. Yep.
Before we get to the POW, are you guys excited about the match 2022? Does that do anything for you coming up? Of course, June 1st, 6:30, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers versus Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
Doesn't do anything for me. Sorry.
Garbage.
Won't watch.
Just garbage. Whatever. They better be raising a lot of money for charities. That's all I can say, because otherwise, the heck with them.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to agree with you in this. Don't you have to throw a pro in there? I mean, it works so much better when there was a pro in there, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to watch these guys play golf. You know what? I want to watch Rodgers get sacked by our number one draft choice every time he drops back. I want that punk on the ground.
Hey, did you see his sister won Miss Michigan?
Really?
Hutchinson's sister, Miss Michigan. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
How's their year going? Yeah, good for them. Wow.
Plymouth, yeah.
Yeah, good year for the Hutchinson family.
Yeah, jeez. Not bad.
I'd say so.
I'm sure it's going to get better, too.
All right, just a couple minutes remaining. We want to thank Danielle. Certainly want to thank Nick Roddy, Jeff Marcero, and as always, our friends at Rocket Mortgage. And looking forward to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Who wants to go first with the POW? Because I think there are a couple submissions tonight.
Well, as usual, I'm going to go off track a little bit, and I'm going to nominate the IIHF referees from the World Championship final today, Canada-Finland. Now, Canada lost in OT, and that's all I'm going to say is probably the worst officiated game I've seen since maybe back against the Russians, who knows how long ago, 12, 13 years ago in the World Junior. I know this is a golf show. But that was a joke today. I'm not going to say any more. But mind you, both refs were Finn refs, by the way.
You're going back to 1987 on me, are you, Jordan?
And it was in Finland, and I know these aren't best on best, but come on. Like, the four of us could have been out there and did a better job. I would have even given you the stripe, Sean. Seriously, I would have just blown the whistle at the line. BC would have just stood there and bitched at everybody and talked crap.
Yes. But come on. Right.
And Faye would have been like, nice job, guys. Nice job, guys.
Good job.
But I mean, like, you could have did a better job than these
boys,
guys.
Boy, does he know us or what?
Did you see Faye on cue? He goes, nice job. That was awesome. Martin, I will echo what I'm not joking. It was one of the worst officiating jobs ever. Like, no joke. BC, what do you got?
I can't get high sticked in golf. Aha! Although I deserve it a lot of times. I can't stand people that can't clean up.
Oh, no.
I mean, come on. Give me a freaking break. Baskets are laid around all over the place. Your divots are just flopped over on the tees, on the golf course. I mean, really? Are people this big of slobs at home, too? I mean, really? Clean up after yourself. You go play golf, you leave a crap hole all over the place. And I'm talking to everybody, instructors, golfers, you know, employees, you know, clean up. For God's sakes, be nice and tidy so the golf course is a little nicer. Rake the bunker maybe once or twice. Oh, yeah, fix the ball marks. Because as Jordan said, good luck out there in the pothole factory. And it is. It's a pothole factory because nobody can putt because there's potholes all over the place. You got a tee? Fix your pitch mark. Boom, boom, boom. Push it in.
Integrity.
Jesus,
come on.
That's all I got to say.
No integrity.
Shut up. Thank you, Michael.
Come on, Mike. You got to top those two. Come on, man.
I can't top those two because I completely agree.
Mike is vacuuming as soon as we get off the air, and I'll leave it at
that. I'm going to clean up the dishes.
Hey, guys, thanks as always, Danielle, Nick Roddy, thank you. Mr. McKinley, thank you. Most importantly, thank you to those that made the ultimate sacrifice and those who served, putting themselves at risk. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of a gracious nation's heart. Enjoy. Yes. The off day tomorrow. Happy Memorial Day. We'll talk to you next week from the DGC right here. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Good night, everybody.